So when I was in third grade, I got a pretty serious scar. So I'm like 8 years old. I'll show it to you. It's this little bad boy right there. And so this is how I got it. So I was at home with my little brother and my mom and watching Rugrats. Am I right? Yeah. Tommy Pickles. And so I was watching my show. My mom came in the room and she's like, all right, I'm going to go run to the store real quick. I forgot something. I was like, all right, Luke's napping upstairs. Just watch him. So I'm watching Rugrats and I hear a noise. My mom's been gone for like 5 minutes and I hear a noise. And I know it's not Luke because I hear it in the kitchen. So I sort of, I like stop what I'm doing and I kind of like peek around the corner. And there's a man standing in my kitchen. He's like gross looking. Like the image in my head is the back of his head and it's bald. And he has curly gray hair that's just like gross and slimy, like disgusting. And I panic. I sort of like freeze. And I'm like, what would Tommy Pickles do, you know? Just kidding. So I'm like, all right, I had like three paths. I could either go to this guy, I could go up the stairs, I could go out the door. In my mind, I was like, I got to make sure Luke's okay. So I kind of start sneaking upstairs, and then I hear the noise in the kitchen stop. And then I hear his footsteps come down the stairs, I mean, down the hallway. And I'm like, oh. So I run up the stairs and I hear him behind me and I'm like running down the hallway and I grab my little brother and wake him up and throw him in the closet. And he's startled and I'm startled and I close the door. As soon as I close the door, he comes and opens the door, pulls me out and stabs my arm. What the fuck? He drops a knife, panics and leaves. So I don't know, after like 10 minutes of us just like crying, my mom comes home, we call the cops, nobody ever found him, nobody had any of the reports, like just freak accident, right? So that's the story I've told ever since I was 8 years old. That's not the actual story. I don't know what it is. Like people are like, oh, here's an 8-year-old with a scar, like you better have a good story. And I'm like, yeah, I better have a good fucking story, right? So here's the actual story. We were watching a video in our third grade class. I was the board washer, right? Everybody was watching the video and I was washing boards. And I went to go rinse out the sponge. Ryan Wineapple was sitting there with his feet out like a fucking gypsy. And I tripped over them and I fell on a metal bookshelf and that was it. That's it. That's no excitement, nothing. So I made up this huge story about this guy in my house and I haven't stopped telling it since. So that's my story.